Hello, everybody. Everyone here has probably already been to a theme park, like Disneyland World Resort or Six Flags. I don't know about you, but there is something I really love in theme parks. It's roller coasters. Indeed, a roller coaster is something which is really great fun. And when you are on a roller coaster, you experience a lot of sensations, like the speed, the fear of heights. Sensations you can't live in any other place. But each time you want to make a roller coaster ride, of course, you need to go to a theme park. You need to buy an entrance ticket. You need to wait several hours in a queue. The question is it not possible to bring the roller coaster experience directly in your home? The answer is yes, you can simply build your own roller coaster in your home, like this man. Okay, this is a bit far-fetched idea. Our solution is not to bring the entire roller coaster, but just to bring the roller coaster sensations in your home. And this is possible with Stimulus. Stimulus is a dynamic simulator designed for home, which improves the user experience in video games by adding left to right and backward to forward movements. In this way, you can feel the adrenaline caused by vertical drops, tail turn, or strong tremors without leaving your lounge. We often think that dynamic simulators are dedicated to gaming arcades or pilot training centers and are not adapted to be owned by the average person. But us, we want to open this market. At a final user, we will not be necessary an IT developer or an electronics engineer. That's why we decided to make an easy-to-use product, whether it is at the level of mechanics, electronics, or software. First of all, we made an assembly instruction on the model of IKEA furniture to make very easy to set up your own simulator. We also made an easy plug-and-play product. In fact, you just have to plug the USB cable between your simulator and your computer. And after, software we supply will automatically detect that you have plugged a stimulus. And you just have to launch your favorite game compatible with Stimulus to sit on your simulator, to take a virtual reality headset, and to enjoy a realistic immersive experience.
We know that simulators aren't a new idea, and we already have a competitor on the market, like CKS and Frex. But these simulators aren't as good as ours, because, for example, CKS is too expensive. Our cost less than $400. And Frex is dedicated to one application. You can do only a racing game with him. And it's too big. You just can't have this in your living room. Our simulator, as I said, is modular. You can run any simulation you want with him. For example, with steering wheel and pedals, you can run a racing game, or even aircraft simulation, or snowboarding simulation with a board attached to the platform. What makes us different? Stimulus is the first simulator designed for home. It's easily storable. You don't want to have a simulator that you can play only on your garage. And it's low cost. And it's a very important point, because we target casual gamers, and the price is low cost. As I said, we target casual gamers because they want every time more and more immersion in video games. So they obviously are interested. And to check this idea, we made a survey whose result show us that 70% of regular gamers are interested in this type of device.
In order to give you some numbers, let's talk about simulation games sold in the world. The most famous of them is Microsoft Flight Simulator X, and its Steam Edition is sold to 3 million of units in the world. But it's not the only game which could be used with Stimulus. We can also mention Gran Turismo and its 70 million of units, or Roller Coaster Tycoon and its 9 million, and many other games like Sean Watts Snowboarding, for example. So the range of video games which could be interest people to play with our platform is big enough to make us a suitable market. New technologies appear like virtual reality, which is something very fashion and booming in these days, especially for the virtual reality headsets like the famous Oculus Rift. So in addition to improve the immersion of the gamers, we can also reduce the problem of motion sickness caused by the virtual reality headsets. Motion sickness is when the inner ear player is disturbed because his virtual player is moving in his games and not the real player. But with our platform, the real player will be moving too as the virtual player, and the problem will be reduced. So to be sure of that, 3 months ago, we were at Laval Virtual, which is the European biggest exhibition of virtual reality. And during these 5 days of exhibition, we let about 800 people try our platform, and many of them were very excited about it. And during the exhibition, we also received reviews from professionals of virtual reality, and some of them were interested to invest in our project, but at this time we hadn't started anything about it. And here we can see a quotation from Akihiko Shirai, who granted us of an award at Laval Virtual.
So now we know some more details about the project, but let's talk about our team. So we are 4 students studying electronics and computing in ESIA School in Laval, France. Since last September, we have worked on our project, and we were followed by one of our teachers, Frank Cryson. This person is very important for us because he guided us all along the project to the directions to face or not. So speaking about some directions, let's focus on some next step of the project. We still have promoted the simulator on TV games channels like MCM, for example, during the Laval Virtual Days. And now we are working on some partnerships with some video games companies to make our simulator compatible with the games they are developing. And another important thing is to rebuild the design of the simulator to make it more attractive and more eye-friendly, because something more attractive is something more will be more sold. And after all, we just have to launch our startup with a Kickstarter program to sum up all of our efforts. So here we can see a video which was filmed in our school in Atesia. So we have the user experiencing the mini trolley. So we can see here the trolley moving on 2 axes. Here we have a fan which is responsible of speed impression. And we can see behind the user some white pipe responsible for the air pressure to simulate any collision in the virtual world. So what to do next? Just to try the simulator, if the simulator can arrive. So thank you for your attention.